Now, we just said a recitation. And in the recitation that we just said was the very first of the Ten Commandments. Does anyone remember what the first of the Ten Commandments is? Can you think about that for a minute? Does anybody know the very first of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other gods before my face. This is the first part of our recitation that we just read. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yehovah thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of servitude. He's saying that Yehovah the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the slavery of Egypt. And then he says, thou shalt have no other gods before my face. Thou shalt not make a graven image, nor any figure of what is in the heavens above, or the earth beneath, or what is on the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. So the Lord was teaching Moses, who then taught the children of Israel, that he was God, and that they shouldn't carve out a statue of anything that flies in the sky, or anything that walks on the ground, or anything that swims in the sea. They shouldn't carve out a statue like that and put it up and worship it or bow down to it. They should only worship Yehovah. Now, do you know what is amazing about learning about the Lord as being our God? Is that throughout the whole Word and heavenly doctrine, the Lord teaches us more and more what it means for the Lord to be our God, for Yehovah to be our God. In the New Testament especially, we learn that Yehovah is the Lord, Jesus Christ. And there are stories throughout the whole Testament, New Testament, that show us who the Lord is and what he does for us, and that help us picture the Lord, because he walked here on earth so that we could understand who he was and how to worship him. Now, there's one wonderful story that helps us perhaps especially do this. In the Gospels, did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ met with little children just like you, probably just your age? Did you know that the Lord met with little children in the Word? And do you know what he did when he met those little children? He took them. Yes, do you know? He blessed them. Very good. He not only blessed them, but before he blessed them, do you know what the Lord did? He took the little children up in his arms and then blessed them. This is what it says in the Gospel of John. He took the little children in the Gospel of Luke. He took the little children up in his arms, and putting his hands on them, he blessed them. Can you imagine what would that be like for the Lord to pick you up in his arms and bless you? You know what that would be like?
They would like go around and just twist it around.
It would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if the Lord picked you up and blessed you? Now, doesn't that help you see how we can worship the Lord Jesus Christ as God? Doesn't that help you picture that? Here's a picture that might help you picture it too. Maybe this is what it looked like when the Lord was with little children on earth, picking them up in his arms and blessing them. Do you see all the little children around him? The Lord loves especially little children, every single little child on earth and in heaven, and wants to make all of them happy and bless them. And when you picture the Lord this way, how much the Lord teaches you in his Word and how much he loves you, it really doesn't make sense to worship anyone else other than the Lord Jesus Christ, does it? Doesn't make any sense. But you know what? Maybe you do know this. The children of Israel sometimes worshipped other gods, didn't they?
Yeah.
Does anyone know a story of when the children of Israel worshipped another god? Can you think of a graven image that they made in the Word? Do you know one?
The golden calf.
The golden calf. In Exodus 32, while Moses was up getting this very law from the Lord on Mount Sinai, we learn that the Israelites, the children of Israel, convinced Aaron to make them a golden calf. And here is this part of the story. And the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, and the people assembled to Aaron and said to him, arise, make us gods which shall For as this Moses, the man who made us come up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him, because he was up on Mount Sinai getting the law from the Lord. And Aaron said to them, pull off the gold earrings which are on the ears of your women, of your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people pulled off their gold earrings that were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he took them from their hand, and he formed with it using a stylus or an engraving tool, and made it into a molten or golden calf. And they said, listen to what they said about this golden calf. These are thy gods, O Israel, which made thee come out of the land of Egypt. Did a golden calf bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
Yes.
Do you know who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt? The Lord did, and they got so confused that they thought that a golden calf could help them. And it'll help us understand this when we look at a picture of it. Do you see this picture? Do you see that golden calf?
Yes.
And do you see how there's Aaron worshiping the golden calf?
Yes.
And the people worshiping the golden calf too?
Why does Aaron do it?
Because Aaron was convinced by the people to do it. Now, compare these two things, this picture, with the picture of the Lord our God, Jesus Christ. Can this calf speak to anybody?
No.
And teach them the right thing to do?
No.
Can this calf, this golden image, this golden statue, take up children in their arms and bless them?
No.
It doesn't make any sense to worship a statue covered in gold, does it? Does that make any sense at all to worship this instead of the Lord?
No.
Did you know that there isn't even another story many generations later in the children of Israel when kings were established in the land? In the first book of Kings, there was a king named Jeroboam. And he did almost the exact same thing. It says in chapter 12 of the first book of Kings that King Jeroboam counseled and made two calves of gold and said unto them, these are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Did golden calves bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt?
No.
Who did?
The Lord.
The Lord brought them out of the land of Egypt because the Lord helps us. When anything good happens for us, it's because the Lord has done it for us. And here's another picture that can make it even clearer. And here we see it's King Jeroboam, because do you see the crown on his head?
Yes.
And look at what he's doing. He's offering incense. You can see it burning up. And then he's got his people bowing down to this statue. Does that make any sense at all? Of course it doesn't. Only the Lord can teach us the truth from the Word, and only the Lord can bless us and take us up in His arms. A golden statue can't do that. But you know what? Sometimes we can fall into doing something that makes no sense, like this. Sometimes we can look at objects in this world and we can actually make them more important than the Lord. Maybe it's a fancy car that we really want to have, and we think about it all the time and think about it more than even we think about the Lord. Or maybe it is a lot of money that you want to have, and you think about it so much that we think about it even more than the Lord, and we think that it'll make us happy. But only the Lord, right? Only the Lord can make us happy. Or we can even think of anything in this world, clothing or food, and that can be more important than the Lord. Or even, say, your favorite toy. If it makes you not be nice to somebody else, that can be even putting that ahead of the Lord, and that doesn't make any more sense than worshiping a golden calf, does it? So when we think of this first commandment, we can picture the Lord Jesus Christ as He was on earth, taking little children up in His arms just like you and blessing them. That means making you happy. And only the Lord can do that. And when we think of trying to put something ahead of the Lord, we can think about how that makes no sense, just like worshiping a golden calf makes no sense. And when we may find ourselves in a situation where we realize, I might be putting something ahead of the Lord, you know what we need to do?
No.
Just say these simple words that the Lord gave us in His first commandment. I am Yehovah thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before my face. Amen.